Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, I'm glad to present you the outcome of our survey that we were able to do as a strategic committee that was put on the agenda at the Congress in Belgium 1.5 years ago. But at this occasion, I would also like to thank very much our colleagues from Canada, the Canadian Farm Riders Federation, for inviting us to this wonderful country that we all enjoy these days and will enjoy the next few days. I think it's a privilege to be here together, to meet each other, to discuss with each other, and to be in touch with each other these days. And as we've heard already, and as we continue to discuss with each other, we are involved in quite many projects to invest in doing a better job as agricultural journalists in all the parts of the world that we come from. And one help to do a better job in maybe more parts of the world is the questions that we were started to ask during our last Congress in Belgium, when we had the first masterclass with the help of our Belgium Guild and sponsors. And many others who helped establish this. So we were asking question, how could we make IFHA, our worldwide federation, more global? How could we include others that it might be a help to be involved in our global network? And what we did, we started working as a strategic committee, and we put up some questions that we have been discussing with the executive committee, and then that led to a survey that I will present to you. Here a few results. We have many more charts that were given out to the executive committee members, so every country has the full details of the survey that we will work with in the coming months, and that we will prepare a proposal how to proceed as IFHA in the future. What are our goals that we want to achieve together to be more relevant to you, to our members at home, to do our job in the future better? So the strategic committee for this survey put together 30 questions. Most questions were focused about getting more global, getting involved more journalists around the world. The 30 questions, we got around 23 answers, and the answers came from the countries, from member countries, for the executive members mostly, and the survey was conducted this summer, May, June. The committee members you see here on the chart was Lena from Sweden, Katharina from Germany, Hans from the Netherlands, Dana from the Czech Republic, and myself. If we have a look at a few survey highlights, and we do share this with you because it's important for us that you are involved, that you are part of this movement, that we will do the steps that we want to go forward to. So I think it's important to have also your thoughts and your feedback that may come through the executive members back to us, that we can work on this future strategy. So there was the questions, IFHA mandate. With these questions, IFHA mandate is to establish, maintain, and further professional and personal contacts between agricultural journalists in all countries of the world. So this is exactly what we do mostly during the congresses. And you see here, in this chart, the answer that very many of those who gave answers are very much in favor of this, that we stay a professional organization and that we make possible to have these personal contacts among each other to do a good or even a better job. And then you know that we have it in our basics that there has to be freedom of the press in the countries that we come from, that we really can do our job as agricultural journalists. And then here you see also here that we have some different opinions on that, but it is a basic that we build on this principle to have freedom of the press. We also had some written comments that came back to us, and because of the time it's not possible to go too much in the details, but we will go much more in the details, of course, when we discuss this among us in the strategic committee and the executive committee to prepare this strategy. And then was the question, should IFHA become a more international and more global organization? I mean, we already have now members from all parts of the world, but not all parts are the same in the same way represented and at our table. So you see that there is a high demand for getting more international, more global among those, among our guilds, among our members. And then the question, you know, when you get more global, you have more languages at the table. Maybe it takes a little bit more time to discuss this or that. And of course, this needs also some resources, some investment. So we had the other question in the survey. Excuse me. Would you be willing to pay an increase in IFHA membership fees for becoming more international? And then you see the answer here. The big blue answer said no, not necessarily. So this asks a question: how are we going to finance these steps to be more global if you don't want to pay more for this? I don't expect the answer right now. We're going to work on this. So we had a central statement that we formulated from the strategic committee. On one hand, if we get more global and everybody we expect to pay its fair share to make the system running, we had the proposal that we establish a fair share system. You know, we have countries you earn more money, you have countries you earn less money, you have a higher or a lower gross national product, and the idea was that we have membership fees that relate to the gross national product. So those who have more money give more money, and those who have less money give less money. But this also needs to be discussed, so this is fair, because now we have the €7 per member per cap in all the countries. So this is to be discussed. And as you see here, we have quite different answers that we got, but we will follow on that and check what is in this proposal. And then we had a mission proposed that was asked, how do you think about it? And the answer was very, very clear, like none others. And the mission is on the chart. It says, IFHA should be an open, professional, inspiring platform for networking and higher quality of journalism. It should be a global watchdog and support free, fair, and independent agricultural journalism. And the answer was yes. Most, over 90% said we support this mission. So this gives us some solid ground to build on that. There was three others questions that I would mention here. One was that IFHA's mandate to defend professional agricultural journalism. So we stand for a professional journalism today, and also here we had a high support of this question. Also some differentiation in the answers that we have to take a closer look at it, but I mean the main focus for this question was close, and according to this question also we had that we stay neutral in politics, so we don't mix up in politics and religion, and also this answer was very clear. Also, when we stand and defend our profession, this of course sometimes mixes with politics, but I think we'll make that clear and come up with a proposal in one of our next meetings. Then at the end, if you say you want to get more global, we also had the idea, will we get more members? Will we get more guild members in different parts of the world that we underrepresented? Mainly also here listed the Global South, let's say, Africa, Asia, Central or Latin America. And you see here that different executive members expect different expansion opportunities. The first column says additional members, and the last two say whether Africa or Asia, and you see that there is some interest to get more members from this country. At what price and how are we going to manage this? This is still questions that need to be discussed and need to be resolved. So these few views of charts results may help you take part in these discussions that will go on in the next few months, especially in the strategic committee in the presidium, as well as with our EU representatives in the executive committee. Our proposal for the next steps are that we evaluate and discuss these survey results that we have now, and that we prepare for the next executive committee meeting in Berlin a proposal how we're going to organize this strategy in the future, how the strategy will be, how it will be financed, etc., etc. And our idea now is to go on and vote on the future strategy at our next delegate assembly in Sweden in August of next year. I'm very glad that we could count on many people that helped us put their work in, all voluntary work, Lina, Katharina, Hans, and Dana to establish this, as well as Owen and Hugh, who helped us with the technical aspects and with the survey and the internet. Thank you very much. And I hope that this survey will help us find good ways to develop strategy that meet your needs in your countries as agricultural journalists, as well that we may reach out to other colleagues in other parts of the world that is helpful for them, as well as for us, to include them in our international network. So far, my feedback and report on the strategic work with the committee. Thank you.